A new soft drink hit shelves across the country today, Vanilla Coke. Now, people in the know have been mixing their own Vanilla Coke at soda fountains and diners for decades, but the bottled version is the first official new drink from the Coca-Cola brand in 17 years, as Joshua Leves reports now from Coke's hometown, Atlanta.
If you've ever ordered a Vanilla Coke, then you are the reason this new drink exists. Coke officials wanted to create something new, but not entirely new, so they took a look at what people already like added to Coke.
We saw that they were mixing Coca-Cola with ice cream, Coca-Cola with vanilla extract, and that took us down the path of Vanilla Coke.
Yolanda Ball is project manager for Vanilla Coke. She says the company organized focus groups to study what vanilla means to consumers.
Vanilla is something that is a part of America. It's something that they're familiar with, that they love.
And when mixed with Coke, it carries certain associations for people who grew up in the 50s going to diners and drive-ins.
Adult consumers have a little bit of history around Vanilla Coke. It represents very good times for them.
But those are not the consumers Coke is most after. Vanilla Coke, like many other colas, is geared especially toward 18 to 29-year-olds. Much of the cola war focuses on them. In fact, Pepsi is introducing a new product this summer geared toward young people, Pepsi Blue. Pepsi spokeswoman Katie Lacey.
It is what we're calling a fusion of berry and cola. It's a really radical new way for us to take our cola and make it new and different.
The new colas aren't just a response to the ongoing cola war. They're also a reaction to an overall slowdown in the growth of the soda industry. John Sisher is editor of Beverage Digest.
For the non-carbonated part of the business, the Snapples, the Sobeys, the Arizonas, and bottled water, sales have been very healthy. In the carbonated drink business, sales have been pretty flat. This is an effort to create some excitement and get sales back up to a healthier growth level.
Sisher says soda sales last year went up 0.6%, down from 3% a few years ago. Both Coke and Pepsi say they hope their new drinks will reinvigorate the cola category. Vanilla Coke is the first new drink from the Coca-Cola brand since Cherry Coke was introduced in 1985, though Diet Coke did introduce Diet Coke with lemon last year. To get some sense of how Vanilla Coke might do in stores, we took a few bottles to people who fit the description of the young, hip consumer. At an office complex in the popular Buckhead area, we met Sharon Tenenbaum, a college student, and Deanna Lewis, employee of a publishing firm.
It's good. I like it. It tastes like they added imitation vanilla extract to it,
though. It's good. A little reminiscent of rum and coke. More spiced rum kind of flavor than vanilla, I think.
For an expert opinion, we went to the nearby Johnny Rockets, a popular 1950s-style diner. Here, soda jerk Gary Helm makes traditional vanilla cokes all day.
A little ice. Fill it up. And then we're going to add some vanilla.
We set up a taste test.
Actually, this one has more vanilla, I think. The Coca-Cola Vanilla Coke. I think I would go to the store and buy it.
Sitting at the counter, 47-year-old John McNally, a father of two who's been going to diners for decades. He doesn't find the new Vanilla Coke particularly nostalgic, and he says it won't make him switch back to soda from the healthier fruit juices he's been getting for his family.
No, it's really not going to do that, unless there's something addictive in here.
McNally says the caffeine doesn't count. Still, analyst John Sisher does predict Vanilla Coke will have strong sales. He says Vanilla Coke could sell 50 million cases by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.